It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, what does a nearsighted gynecologist and a puppy have in common?
Oh, great.
What is it?
A wet nose.
Or so I've heard.
That'll never be you.
Tissue doctor?
Hey, man. Welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast, dude.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast for another epic show with Mike Grief.
Yeah, you got a DeVita, baby.
And we are here every week, no matter where you find your podcast, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anything podcast
playground. Whatever you pod, the podcast playground, for instance.
Right.
I like sex and candy.
You want to always go to the podcast playground and see us there?
Oh, I thought we said Marcy Playground. That's what sex and candy, baby.
Marcy, what?
Marcy Playground did that song. I like sex and candy.
Okay.
Marcy yeah. Playground?
I never heard of that either, John.
That was the name of the group, Marcy Playground, man.
Did you know them personally to remember that name?
What's that?
Did you know them personally?
Marcy Playground sounds like a porn show.
Playground, yeah.
They were pretty fun. Well, you listen, you know a lot of groups that made a lot of big hit songs and nobody knows their names.
Number one porno on the list this week.
Porno
scene, Marcy's Playground.
Starring Seika.
Oh, Mike. Oh, well, there's a fucking way back.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably a mummy by now. Although she might be well-preserved. You never know. She did get a lot of injections.
Starring Seika and Annette Heaven.
Was it Seika? No, it was Seika.
Seika. S-E-K-A.
Seika was a video game. You couldn't, you weren't.
Seika, he's talking about the guy.
You weren't trying to screw Seika.
Seika, her favorite cohort was Bobby Astor. Porn movies.
Well, obviously you do, and you remember their names too.
John Leslie,
who was that disgusting guy? That
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
Everyone remembers Ron Jeremy. The guy could suck his own dick.
Women would like want more money to do a scene with him. Because he was disgusting.
My God. You know what? If I even walked into a room he was in, I would go get a fucking penicillin shot.
I met him at an autograph show. I was walking with my friend who's in Pulp Fiction, Dwayne Whittaker, and Ron recognized him, and he comes running up to us. I'm like, oh, my God. Getting so close. His skin looked like Play-Doh. Really. It was, like, weird.
He just looks greasy all the time.
Yeah, why is that? Does he have a shower?
Wait, you mean he doesn't like he's just a creep. I mean, he's probably the only guy creepier than Craig.
I'm not creepy. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, you know every porn person's name right there. You're citing them off. You could probably name the movies and you're I'm not creepy. I know.
I grew up in porn theaters.
And you're saying you met Ron Jeremy. Come on.
I met Ron Jeremy.
I think you did more than me, Ron Jeremy.
No. I have standards.
Did you shake his hand? What else did you shake? Come on,
I thought it was his hand.
Did you shake his hand?
It was his foot.
Oh, God, no. No, sorry, no. No.
Oh, my God.
If you did, you'd be off the show.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, no.
Oh, my God. I'm glad we started off on the right foot here.
Guys, I have better taste than that. Seriously.
Oh, my God. That just
hold on. There's a phone call coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, who is it?
Some guy says he was left on a curbside in the rain.
Wong Fu. Hello, it's Wong Fu.
Wong Fu?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'll just have you know. I'll have you know that Chris listened to that whole show with me. She was laughing and she's going, he just left him on a curb.
I left him on a curb in the rain.
There you go, man. Isn't that like a Neil Sedaka song? Left him on a curb in the rain. And Neil, there's another throw. We're fucking showing our age here. Neil Sedaka, Sika. I mean, come on, man. This is like, what, the 70s?
By the way, that's the first time those two have ever been mentioned back to back.
They were dating for a while.
But yeah, but I mean, those were landmark. Porn wasn't like porn
mainstream.
Was
it wasn't mainstream like it is.
Like,
well, because there was no internet. Man. You had to go buy a magazine.
Behind the green door.
Yeah. My ex-father-in-law and I went with my best friend.
Oh, wait, John, no, don't tell me. You actually went into a porno theater?
It was a regular theater to see Behind the Green Door with my ex-father-in-law and my friend who rode in the back of my MG all the way there. And my ex-father-in-law was so funny. And at the end of the movie, when everyone just sat there, he stood up and went, author! And started
Bravo. Bravissimo. Bravo.
Who's that other one? Oh, she was the baby. She was the mother on Snow White?
In the Green Door.
No, was that her?
The Green Door.
I can't think of her name now.
Marilyn Chambers.
That's right. But she was on the Snowy Bleach.
That's the movie I was talking about.
She was the model on the Snowy Bleach box. That was her.
And she could use some snowy bleach in the
detergent.
I don't even think you can bleach that clean, you know?
Yeah, she passed away, by the way.
Did she? Well,
she did. Yeah.
She was a beautiful lady, but I mean, she was a bit of a promiscuous. I don't know.
Well, you know, everybody had.
I think I would have had a shot with her. She was a little promiscuous.
Everybody said, just because you do porn doesn't mean you're promiscuous.
No. Just because you've fucking taken a different.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're promiscuous. It means you have very high standards.
Marilyn Chambers.
It means you have very high standards. Hey, Marilyn, here's $5 extra. We're gonna put it in your ass. You know, $6. It takes $6. She's very discriminating.
There was another one too. Her name was Veronica. I can't remember, but she was in the movie The Devil and Miss Jones.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I don't get, man? It's like it's so mainstream. It's so acceptable today. It's like, you know, there were a day when you know, these they call themselves actress. Please, you're not an actress. You're fucking taking cock, and that doesn't make you fucking talented.
I don't know. Do you really? I don't know.
Because you can fake an orgasm or whatever. Maybe they're not even faking, because who knows? There's another phony thing. It's like every time you see it, every guy in a porn's got like fucking... You, the biggest fucking cock you've ever seen in your life.
They all look small to me. Thank you. I'm here all week.
They all look small. That's because they were on the screen and you're squinting.
Oh, that's it. Well, you know, you guys ever see Boogie Nights?
A long time ago, yeah.
Love Boogie Nights, because they talk about the era of the mid to late 70s when they made porns, but they tried to make them like feature films where they had actual stories.
Yeah, everyone tuned in to see the story. I wasn't really there to see the sex or anything.
The acting was so bad, you know. It was hilariously bad, some of them.
Bring a tear to my eye. Oh, he left her. Oh, for those four women next door. Oh, the poor girl.
All right, so the top 10 porno chicks just came up as I looked
up. Top 10 porno chicks.
Linda Lovelace.
Yeah.
Right, who quit because she'd had it down to here.
Oh, no, you didn't. You can't see that, folks.
Ginger Lynn. Tracy Lords.
Who was underage. There was a whole big scandal. I met Tracy.
Who, Amber Lynn?
Nina Hartley, who's still doing movies.
Nina Hartley, yeah.
Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, I remember Jenna Jameson.
Met her, too, I think.
Hiawatha Lee.
What?
Hiawatha Lee. She was beautiful. Dark hair.
Was she like an American Indian? A Native American. Yeah. See that? There you go. You have to have
Carol Connors.
You know what? I'm glad
that
they used
family.
I'm glad that they used a Native American, because it's like sometimes they'd have, you know, like the old days, they'd have a white actress doing the porn and just call her Hiawatha, whatever the hell her name is.
I'm sorry. I just came up. I'm a little sidetracked. I just got up.
I'm sorry. I just came.
I'm just doing my research. I just came up to 125 images of Marilyn Chambers.
Oh, my God. So John's going to be busy for the rest of the show. What do you want to talk about, Mike?
I know, really.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
No, I mean, I spent a lot of time, and I really can't explain why, to a G-rated audience, why I spent a lot of time in sordid theaters, but I saw a lot of those old 70s movies, and some of them are just purely hysterical.
You know what, man? I'll tell you the truth. I honestly think the world would be a better place without porn, without even without the friggin' internet. I'll be.
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean, what is wrong with me? It's like, you know, the world is too, it's too, yeah, there's just too much vileness.
Somehow it's comforting, Mike, you know, when you think about the events of the day and what's going on in the world. I can sit back and go, well, you know, at least I know Joe Biden at one point in his life has watched a good porn. That gives me comfort.
How do you know that? Not everybody is.
Oh, he has. Come on.
Come on. No, I know you.
Everybody.
Don't know
that. Come on.
No, not everybody. Everybody you know and everybody fucking that you associate with. Yes, but not everybody.
Anybody who's not puritanical has watched porn. Come on.
Puritanical, man. Well,
why is everyone who does porno considered a star?
Yeah, I know. They're fucking porn stars. Give me a break. You're not a fucking star. You're a whore.
You're a porn star. Yeah.
I'm a sex worker. No,
you never heard of a porn day player, have you? You're a porn day player.
It's so bullshit. They justify it. And I love when you see interviews with them and they'll go, oh, I bought this fucking Ferrari and I got a house, porn paid for it. It's like, good for you. So you're a fucking whore. You made a lot of money. Big fucking deal.
I saw an interview with Annette Haven, who's been in a lot of movies. Wow. And she said, I am an actress, and what you see on screen is a performance. It's always a performance.
Yeah.
And she was very adamant about that. So
I'm serious. It's like, what the fuck makes that? It's like you're contributing to the downfall of fucking society.
What?
I'm telling you, what, you don't think so? You think that it's fine, upstanding, it's wonderful. No, it's fucking, it really is. It's
I always think, like, what do their parents think?
Well, you're talking to a guy here who has
their parents on it. We're probably the first ones to bang them. That's probably why they're in the business.
Mike, you're talking to a guy here who has more porn on his phone than phone numbers. So.
Yeah, which you're proving my point for me, Craig.
What do you mean I'm proving your point? I'm fine. I'm upstanding.
Oh, yeah. You're
very upstanding.
Upstanding
if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Fuck. Craig, I wouldn't even trust you standing behind me in
a
line.
Back this up. You got more porn on your phone?
Fuck yeah.
Listen to him. Fuck yeah. There's nothing wrong with
it. Are you kidding me?
That's like
a heroin. My phone, that's what I'd be most worried about.
That's like a heroin addict going, fucking look, they legalized pot. Why don't they legalize heroin, man?
None of you guys have porn on your phone.
No. I want porn on my phone.
I would hate it if I ever lost my phone if I had porn on my phone.
Well, you can't. I have a code. You can't get into my phone without the code, so I'm not worried about it. I have a secret code.
Well, here's the lesson is fucking if Craig ever drops his phone, don't pick it up.
No, it's got disease on it.
You'll fucking get some Ron Jeremy on you.
I mean, porn is free and plentiful. What's wrong with it?
So what? Free and plentiful. It doesn't mean that it's fucking good. And porn, I don't know. I just would like to see the world be a little more wholesome, man. To see, because in a sick, psychotic, fucked up world, I don't stand out.
What? That's you're the poster child with sick and fucked up, dude.
Listen, I got my first tattoo when I was like, I think I was 16. You're talking about when I got my tattoo, there was sailors, bikers, and prisoners and shit. And, you know, it was like when I walked down the street and people would fucking walk on the other side. They're, wow, a guy with a tattoo, you know. It was, now it's like fucking it's so acceptable and every, I'm expressing, fuck you. Go express your fucking self somewhere. Go take some fucking drugs and do
porn. I like people who have tattoos all over their face. I'm like, yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they do? They go into a tattoo parlor and they go, what can you give me on my face that will guarantee minimum wage for the rest of my life?
There you go. That's it. Exactly.
That was like, I remember my son was talking about getting a tattoo and he goes, you know, he talks about everything. He goes, do you think I should? And I said, you know what? Normally I would tell you tattoos are cool, but right now it's almost cooler if you don't have one.
It's the truth now. Now it's the opposite. It's become the opposite.
You know, I could never think of, I've thought about it, but I can't think of anything that I would, that I like well enough that that I want on my body for the rest of my life.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy's face on your back.
No, stop. Well, I don't care if it's on my back. I can't see it.
How about Chauncey Howell?
Chauncey Howell, you know, is a very underrated man for a lot of reasons.
Craig? I got Wilford Brimley on my knee.
Well, yeah, and when you bend it, it looks like he's laughing. I understand that. It's a good effect. Oh, I can't think of any. I thought of putting a Met logo on me or Star Trek, and I'm like, I can't do any of that, even though I love
it. My son is, his whole leg now is like tattoos.
Really?
Yeah, he just started. He has like the space shuttle because he goes, it reminds me of where I grew up. He's got like an Islander, like, remember the old Islander?
Yeah.
When
the fisherman?
The fisherman.
Yeah.
And he's got like a Jets thing. And he's,
I'm not going to say anything because it's your son, John.
What?
What if you get sick of it, man? That's what I'm thinking. You know,
you're never going to get sick of the Islanders.
Well, you can always cover it up. It's I remember when, you know, people would have these awful tattoos. Now I'm saying his tattoos are awful, but they are. But anyway, I'm not saying that. I'm just thinking it. But you could always cover it. You can cover them up with.
Have you ever seen that show? It used to be a show called Tattoo Cover Up.
No.
On the Life Channel. Oh man, it was so funny. The guy would come in and go, yeah, I was really drunk and I got this tattoo. And he goes, it's the worst tattoo you've ever seen in your life. And the guy goes, I don't know, we've seen some pretty bad tattoos. The guy was like 6'4", and on his back.
Oh no.
On his back, he had a giant turd.
Oh, right, there you go.
Walking with a cane and a top hat.
I like that.
Smile on its face, and it had a halo over the top hat.
Holy shit.
And it said, holy shit. And by the time they got done with it to cover this thing, his entire back was like this huge, huge tattoo that took like days. Have you guys ever seen that commercial? It's a great commercial.
How drunk was he?
There's this huge football player laying on a bench. And there's this tattoo guy, like, on his back. He comes walking in. He comes walking in, and he goes, hey, look at this. He goes like this, right? And he goes, I'm not telling
you. He puts his elbows up. You got to say
like this. Like... He turns to show his back, pulls up his shirt, goes, look at this. And all his friends go, I'm not telling him he's been traded. You see him laying on his back, and he's going,
what's the worst action?
Wait, how much longer is this gonna take? And the guy goes, it's not easy to make a bear look like a dolphin.
What's the worst tattoo you've actually seen on a person? I've seen quite a few. I saw this one guy once, swear to God, he had a fucking dotted line across his neck and it said cut along the dotted line.
What?
This guy on the show
had a big sword tattooed.
Right.
And coming out of the back of his shirt, it looked like a dick. It was just a handle.
That's bad artwork. That's a lot of that going around too.
This is not a bad tattoo, but my friend from I used to work with on his thigh. It covers his whole thigh. If you remember The Empire Strikes Back, when Luke has the fake, the mystical encounter with Darth Vader in this like tunnel, and he cuts off his head, and then the mask disappears, and it's Luke's face.
Luke's face, yeah.
He has that in great detail on his thigh. It's amazing artwork, but I'm like, I don't know if I want that on my thigh for the rest of my life. I mean, I mean, the guy loves Star Wars, but
there are some sick fucking people in the
world. I'm not saying my friend Matt is sick. I'm just saying that's a huge commitment.
You ever watch Impractical Jokers?
Yes.
Okay, so you know the guy.
Aren't those the guys that bumped our buddy?
Yeah.
Those I don't watch him because they screwed over Michael Cotton.
No, they got bumped too. They made another show combining their five lifelong comic magicians put together. You know, they bumped them too for a while.
Right.
So who's the guy like Sal, right?
I know Sal.
Sal's like real, like hates anything, hates tattoos. So for his punishment, he had to get a tattoo on his leg. Right. And he couldn't see what it was going to be. And they tattooed, what's his name? Jaden, the kid.
Jaden Smith?
Yeah.
No, that's Will Smith's kid. That's Will Smith's
son. Right? They tattooed that on his face. And it looked like a photograph.
Oh,
wow. He had it on his thigh.
And he
hates him to start with. And he was crying. He was literally crying. He's going, "Why would you put that on my leg?" And they go, "In case you ever go to prison." And they made fun of it for like 2 years on the show. It was really funny.
I can't remember if it was Stephen Wright or whether it was who's the other guy that died, the one-liner guy.
Dennis Wolfberg?
No. The one-liner guy, the Mitch Hedberg. I'm not sure if it was him that went. I got a tattoo the other day. It's a tattoo of my entire body, but it's flesh colored. You know, so you can't see it or whatever.
That sounds like Stephen Wright.
It does sound like him. I mean, that's the only tattoo I would even consider. I can't.
Well, see, like I said, now my first tattoos were just like the one, it doesn't look like it because it changed, but it was supposed to be the Ghost Rider. On his Harley.
Well, that's a cool thing too.
And so I went to this place in the Bronx, which was illegal, and it was whatever it was back in the 70s or whatever it was. And this guy, I go to the Bronx, and in this, on the Grand Concourse, in this guy's apartment, he's got his fucking bike, his motorcycle in the apartment. And he's got his girlfriend that he took home from Vietnam serving us drinks. And so it's like, he goes, "What do you want?" I'm like, "Well, I want the Ghost Rider, man. I want to put it on my..." And he just was like, and he was right. He goes, "You know," and you got to remember at the times, he goes, "People are going to think you're a little, comic books, like a little kid, you know, because Marvel shit hadn't popped the way it is today."
Yeah, but the Ghost Rider was always cool. So
the Ghost Rider was cool to me, but he said, "How about the Grim? We'll make it the Grim Reaper on the bike." And actually that's what I ended up with. And that was pretty cool. That was one of my first tattoos, was the Grim Reaper on the old Harley.
Do you realize that if that was the Ghost Rider, how much you could sell your arm for today?
Well, it wouldn't have been one of the first issues.
Comics are definitely collectible.
I remember my surfing buddy had a tattoo the size of a quarter of a peace sign on the bottom of his big toe.
Yeah, see that. I mean, in the old days,
when he was paddling out, you could see it when his foot was like on the board.
I just never forget my father's fucking when I first came home with the first tattoo and showed it to him, and he went beautiful. Fucking beautiful. He goes, "Now the cops will have an easier time identifying you, fucking idiot." That's what he said. He goes, "Now the cops will have an easier time identifying you." That's great.
I'm really glad that tattoos weren't big when I was younger and stupider, because I probably would have got on the bottom of my feet, left and right. Right?
Well, I would have had that. Barney and Fred, you know, the Flintstones. Oh,
yeah, but opposite. So it would be wrong, just to be funny.
There you go.
Yeah, I would do so. That's something stupid. I would.
How did we end up here? We were going to talk about the Emmys, and we wound up talking about porno and tattoos.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Never, no, we got a good idea from the beginning of the show. You know my new sign I got, the neon sign on air?
Yeah. Right?
Maybe we should. I could take a video of it off, and then it could come on air.
And nobody would see it.
And we're an audio podcast, John.
And nobody would ever see it.
We can explain
it. I think John has been smoking some doobies, man.
I forgot.
John took his volume.
I like that sign, man.
Well, I think he did take his volume. He sounds real mellow now.
I do like the sign.
Yeah, you know,
Oh, you're talking about volumes and all. This is just the way it was. What was your favorite high when you were younger? When you first started off? Was it pot? Was it whatever? High, yes.
High.
High.
What is it? High. I was going to say blueberry.
You could smoke. I'm sure you've smoked the blueberry pie.
A little hashish.
Really? Mm-hmm. What was your favorite buzz?
Hash.
Was it hash? See, mine was. I mean, I drank. I smoked weed. But if you give me some Quaaludes, man, remember Quaaludes?
Oh yeah.
When you said Valium, it reminded me of Quaaludes because it's like that was the most mellow, friggin', yeah. You know. Like, wow, man, you take
because they were hypnotic.
I gotta tell you, I knew nothing about Quaaludes until I saw the movie The Wolf on Wall Street. And when I saw The Wolf on Wall Street, I'm like, man, I wish I'd known about Quaaludes.
I used to carry them around and wrapped like in a looked like a pack of certs, a big pack of certs. I always had some on me.
What did they say on them? 741 or something, I think it was.
Was it seven? Well, no, what was
lemons, maybe, the lemons?
714 was something else. That was the two-in-alls or something, right? Look at that. Now we're getting into drug etiquette.
I'm sorry. I'm back to Marilyn Chambers.
Porn and drugs.
My high was dirt weed. I'm talking about the weed you would pack into a pipe, and you get at least five or six weeds seeds that explode when you're smoking.
Oh, that was my favorite part, man.
It's supposed to take the seeds out. That was the $80 a pound weed.
That was the lazy man who didn't clean his weed.
Oh, mine was dirt weed. It was like $10 for a lid.
Oh, we used to get friggin' 10, 12 joints out of a nickel bag, man, because it was.
Oh yeah, I just smoked. I smoked the stems. I smoked fucking everything.
Oh my god. Well, like to be honest with you, so did we.
No, I mean, but I got to the point where I can't smoke anything because the THC just makes me paranoid as shit. I can't.
That's what it does to me too, man. I'll tell you, that was the first thing I quit was because it was making me paranoid.
714 Quaaludes or 714.
714, man. And for you young people out there listening, man, stay away from drugs unless you can find some Quaaludes, man. You know.
I remember the Wolf of Wall Street. I had the lemons, but these lemons had a delayed fuse.
That's the thing. See here, look at this. And it's true. It's like everything that was so illegal when we were younger, like you know, porn and drugs. They're all making it all legal. Weed's legal now.
Porn wasn't illegal.
Porn was not.
You went to big theaters. You actually bought popcorn when you wanted.
No, porn was illegal. Porn was illegal.
It was illegal. There
were stag movies that had no sound that were on 8mm.
Oh, in the 50s, yeah. 50s, but in the 70s, you walked into a theater, they actually had snack counters. So you can have popcorn while you watch sex. Seriously. I remember that.
We know you do.
Hi, I'm Creepy Clown. It
falls back to the creep factor that my brother.
I'm sure people who don't know what we look like are trying to imagine Craig going.
I'm just
going to
say this.
It's like Craig. John, just picture John Wayne Gacy if he was like nicer.
I met my first John Wayne Gacy
if he lost his clown outfit.
I met my first partner in a porn theater.
We have no doubts.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true.
Where else are you going to meet a nice guy? In a bar?
It was a porn theater that had a back room. That's all I'm saying.
You mean you abducted your first one?
I didn't abduct anybody. I was 19. I was abducted.
Craig goes car shopping and he looks for the back seat. How many bodies can I fit in the fucking trunk? And if a guy's handcuffed, would I actually be able to get him into the back seat without having to uncuff him?
It sounds like something you would do more than me. Like,
yeah, it sounds more like you.
Let's change the subject. Oh man. So did you guys see the Emmys? No.
I did, but I was high on hash, you know.
I was high on hash watching porn.
I will tell you that I have not smoked any type of substance probably.
Come on, John. Come on.
More than 20 years.
I don't believe that for
I don't believe it either.
I swear to God, because I like you guys, I get too paranoid. I have panic attacks, you know, like I'm never going to come down.
Well, right. I can't argue with that. I do the same thing.
But you still drink. You still have a drink or two.
I hardly ever drink.
You told me you don't drink because when you drink, you have to smoke and you don't want to smoke.
Right. I never smoke cigarettes or smoke weed. And everyone around me finds it so annoying. What do you mean you don't want to drink? I go, I don't want to drink.
So you don't cop a buzz in any way?
Not really. I'm just high on life. I'm just high thinking about Craig's exploits.
My exploits make you high?
Actually, Craig's exploits keep me from fucking gaining weight. I think about them and I throw up.
Oh my God. I didn't realize that vomiting was a symptom of homophobia, but okay.
Yeah, I'm serious.
It's not homophobia. It's like
my exploits make you throw up.
Your exploits are not like fucking normal. You know what are you saying? That every homosexual, every gay relationship is as fucking fucked up as what you do?
What do you mean fucked up? What's fucked about what I do?
Oh, I mean, I blow guys in fucking porn theaters and shit like that. You're telling me every gay relationship is like that?
I never said I did that.
You're giving them a bad name, not me.
What do you mean I blow them in porn theaters? Who am I, Pee Wee Herman? I didn't say I did that.
Every story you've ever told us was some kind of fucking weird, you know, kind of...
Yeah. Great. In all fairness,
I've never heard you say, you know,
I met this guy
and we went out to a nice restaurant
and we talked about sports.
We had a nice dinner.
That was Chauncey Howell.
I've never heard you fucking describe like a date. It's always like, you know, we met in a porn theater and, you know, whatever.
Back in the 70s, you couldn't go out on dates because you got beat up. So you met people in dark alleys and behind bars and not behind bar, behind the taverns.
I didn't. They fucking wonders why he got his ass kicked so much.
I never got my ass kicked because you know what? I could drive fast, but you know, I almost got bashed a couple of times. You know, they call it fag bashing. That's what they call it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So fag bashing.
What is exactly fag bashing? Beating up.
That's what. Okay, one time I met this guy.
I'll tell you what it is. It's someone like Mike.
It was. I think it was Mike. Actually, it was Mike when he was paranoid on pot. I think that's what it was.
See, no, because I would never fucking beat somebody up because they were gay or they were whatever.
I met somebody in a bar called Blanche. That's the name of the bar. It was, and we come out of, and we get into my car, and we're just talking. I swear, we're just talking. A car pulls up loaded with like five or six, and they appeared to me to be people of Latino descent. I don't know. And I looked over at them, and they slammed their door into mine, and they all had bats.
Nice.
And I took off, and they chased us for miles, man.
I never fucking had a fight with somebody because they were gay or they were this or they were that. If you were a fucking asshole to me, yes, I would kick the shit out of you or whatever. But not because of who you were and what you did. I think people who do that,
they resented the fact that we were gay. That's
They're afraid of their own fucking latent homosexual.
Exactly. They're afraid of something in themselves. Yes.
People who want to beat up gay people.
I have a very funny story similar to this.
Did you pick up a guy?
There's a comic friend of ours, Dom Irrera, who we can all admit is one of the funniest guys.
Love Dom Irrera.
We are working at Governor's Comedy Club.
I banged Dom Irrera.
The owner says, hey, they just opened up a new strip club across the parking lot, 25 dancers a night. Let's go after.
Is that a Bob Seger song?
So we go across, and we're sitting in the front row, and they announce the headliner, who's a porn star who's been in like 250 movies. And she comes out and she starts dancing. Me and Dom and Jimmy Finn, we're sitting in the front. And she comes out and she walks right up to me and she kneels down in front of me, leans over, puts her legs like on my head and pulls me towards it, grabs me by the hair. And she goes, you're the dude from Comic Strip Live.
Oh my God.
And Dom Irrera goes, she goes, I even know your name. She goes, it's John something. And Dom Irrera's going, I have an HBO special.
Yeah, but nobody's paying for HBO, but then Dom.
So she gets done and she comes up to me and she goes, I live right down the block from the Comedy Store and I see your name on the thing all the time. Comedy Magic John Ferentino. And she goes, I was there one night and I don't know, I just remembered your name. So we're walking out and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. We walk out the back door and the door closes behind us, this metal door. Most people don't leave the back door. But we're now like in an alley.
Unless, you know, Craig leaves the back door.
Oh, stop it. I my back door is off limits.
So we're walking, we walk out, and all of a sudden, these five Guidos jump out of this Trans Am, and they go, you touched our car. And we go, we didn't touch your car. They go, you touched our car.
Right.
Why are you touching our car?
Right. And at that point, you just got to fucking piss on their hood.
Right. Now so now Jimmy Finn's still in there. So it's just me and Dom, right?
Right.
We know we're going to get our asses kicked. It's like six of them.
Right.
They get around us and they like.
Did they have the horns, John? Did they have the fucking necklace horns?
No, those are Italian guys. Yeah, these guys
you had said the Guidos.
These guys had the bulletproof haircuts, the gold chains, totally Brooklyn. They get out and they're going, so give us one good reason why you touch our car. And the one guy walks up to Dom, right, and pushes him against the car. And the headlight hits, the street light hits Dom's face. And he goes, right. Hey, it's Vinnie Bag of Donuts.
Oh, he's my like God. His most famous bit.
Vinnie,
you know?
Bag of Donuts. It's a bag of donuts guy. Right. So he goes like this. He goes, do your act. So we're in the parking lot at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's Dom going, yeah, you know, big bag of donuts, Vinny bag of donuts, my friend.
Yeah, right. Saved your beating.
And he's doing his whole act, right? And we get all done, and they go, oh, man, thanks. That was really funny. We're walking across the parking lot.
Now, don't touch our car no more.
The parking lot, he goes, yeah, the whore may have known you, but I saved our lives.
That's funny.
He had a point.
No, that's, I mean,
that's what made me think, like, for no reason at all. They were just going to start a fight.
Yeah, they're just because they want to beat some people up.
But look at the bravery. There was like six of them and only two of you. These are these tough guys. That's what I mean about the people. It's like, fucking, you're so tough. Why don't you fucking, you know, you never see them picking on guys their own size or the same number of guys or alone. They'll never get in a fight alone. It's always got to be with their friends. It's like, you're fucking cowards.
Yeah, it's sure. Kind of depressing, actually, if you think about it.
So the Emmys, anyway.
All right, well, let's just jump to the quick. Okay.
What time do we start?
We have about 20, 25 minutes.
Really?
But anyway, yeah. But the one thing about the Emmys, which is, to me, if you want to get to the quick of what we were going to talk about, is one of the biggest winners was this show called The Bear, which is about a restaurant. Right?
Have you seen it?
It won as a comedy, and I'm sorry. I've seen Schindler's List, and that's funnier than this show.
You've seen The Bear. You've watched the series.
Yes,
I have too. It's a dark comedy. It's a dark. Yes, you're right. It is not a comedy in the traditional sense. It's a very dark comedy, along with that other one that won a lot of awards, Beef. dark comedy.
I haven't seen that either, but I want to see it though.
You got to check it out. It starts as a road rage incident. It's fucking great. It's not. It's
sort of my last relationship, Mike.
Well, road rage. I ran the guy over, and we fell in love.
They used to think Shameless was a comedy too.
Shameless was a comedy. It's a dark fucking comedy. I mean, it's so.
What
happened? So
what's going on with comedy? The whole we came up with this subject because I was when we logged on here today, I was watching Everybody Loves Raymond, and that show is laugh out loud, guffaw, funny 5 or 6 times an episode. Those shows don't exist anymore. What happened to them?
You know, it's so funny, Craig, when you say that. It's like I always think to myself, you know, we know Ray's a friend, and. You know, every time I think of that show, I go, it's just a sitcom. However, every time I watch that show, I belly laugh.
Yeah.
It's, but you see, the reason why they don't exist, the reason they don't exist is because comedies tend now to reflect the times that they're taking place in. So Everybody Loves Raymond. Yes, for the day when it was made, and I love it. I love it. I still, like you guys, laugh out loud when I see it. And I'm not just saying that because I do love Raymond.
Me too.
But today the world is a different place. So the comedy really is going to be it's going to be dark and psychotic and
I don't buy that because look in the 70s you had All in the Family, you had Mary Tyler Moore during those are tumultuous times too.
Yeah, show. Listen, I'm actually writing and I didn't even tell you guys I got you know this guy's interested in. Possibly producing a show that I've been working on for years. You know, it's a biker
just
thing.
Just step by Netflix.
But you know, yeah, that's what I figured I'm going to do. I'm just going to stop by Netflix and go, hey, you know what? $300,000. Boom. You know what I mean? I need a little extra change. My ashtrays are full in my Ferrari. No, but, and it is, I would put it more as the comedy of the old style, more just funny, ridiculous, funny kind
of. And they're getting rid of all the multi-camera comedies like Billy Gardell. They just canceled a show that's like the third highest rated sitcom on TV for no good reason.
Well, also network TV really is becoming friggin' obsolete. You know, everything is streaming now. Everything is, there's so much content. There's so much, it's amazing that every single actor isn't working. I mean,
it's so funny. You know, we sit down, Chris and I, to watch TV, right? And everything is streaming. So I'm like, is it on? Look it up where it's on.
Right.
It's on. I'm hearing something in the background, Craig. Is the guy in your closet trying to, is he escaping?
That's my dog.
Chauncey? Man. Chauncey's fine. Chauncey's just fine.
But yeah, it's like, you know, is it on HBO Max or is it on Netflix or is it on
Amazon? Hulu?
Or is it on this or is it on that?
Or is it on multiple? It could be on multiple.
It's so hard.
Or Amazon Prime. And the thing is that you got to take, so you take like Amazon Prime, right? Now, they don't make their real money off of TV, so they don't care. They can do any bizarro shit they want to do because it's like, you know, they make their money from me buying fucking tweezers.
I wanted to say that new De Niro, you know, that
movie. Ghost of the Flower Moon?
Yeah. It's
That's on Apple TV now.
$29.
No, it's free on Apple TV.
Not only that, but come on, man. It's can't you think of a better name? What the fuck is this?
It's free on Apple TV. Plus,
I have Apple TV.
I don't know what I know it's about. It's some kind of about some crimes on Native Americans and things like that. But the name of the movie is just fucking horrible. I can never, what is it? Killers of the Flower
Moon? Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah,
Flower Moon, I think, was the tribe, right?
So then just call the movie Flower Moon. You know, it's like fucking, why does the guy, it's like LGBTQXYZ. It's like, I can't remember all that shit.
And there's multiple killings, so it's killers.
Well, what's it, you know? Scorsese's like into making these long movies.
Long movies with long titles, man.
Well, when he did,
I still haven't finished The Irishman.
The Irishman. When he did The Irishman, and
I haven't even started it.
Richie Gervais, when he went to give him an award, he goes, "I just have to tell you, I really enjoyed your miniseries, The Irishman."
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Well, I'll tell you what. We said Anthony Anderson was phenomenal.
He was. He's great.
He hosted the Emmys. And you said it, Craig, too. I love the things they did with the reenactments of the TV shows. I thought it was very classy.
Interesting. I didn't see it. I was so disappointed. I didn't even know it was on.
Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers on the set. They recreated the
All
set
in the family. They had Cheers
in memoriam segment, and they had the whole cast of Martin. The Cheers.
I was surprised that Shelley Long wasn't there. Me and Patty were talking about it. We saw her. Fucking Norm looked like he was a million years old.
Oh, yeah. I think he's had some hard times, but I'm glad they had him enter last, like Norm always did. That was cool.
But it was really
Harrelson
cool.
Wasn't there either.
It was a good show, John. Woody wasn't there, yeah.
Neither was Lilith. Neither was Lilith. She was probably...
Neither was Lilith. Yeah. And then what's her name died? Rebecca.
Kirstie passed away.
Kirstie, so... There were people that weren't there, but I mean,
it was a good show. I enjoyed it. It went fast. It wasn't boring. And I'm like, you know, the Golden Globes could have took a.
So who was the guy that hosted it?
Anthony Anderson. And let me tell you something. He was phenomenal.
He was on Blackish.
Blackish.
I know he is.
He's a comedian. He's just really. I mean, he brought a lot of class I'm telling you, it's a high standard to live to now. Let's see what the Academy Awards do.
The awards are always so weighed down by their own gravitas, man.
That's true.
They think they're the shit.
Did I just hear the gay bell go off?
No, it's my cat.
Oh, okay. Your cat's gay?
His name is Andy. No.
His name is Andy. I got his name.
Nobody named Andy is gay.
Nobody named Andy.
Are we talking about the Andy Griffith show?
A lot of people say, well, Andy Griffin show wasn't funny. Well, it wasn't supposed to be haha funny. It was supposed to be make you smile, make you giggle. Shows like that.
My three sons.
Well, but then there were the ridiculous shows, but they were hilarious. Like, things like Get Smart.
Yeah.
You know, the Petticoat Junction, My Mother the Car.
Petticoat Junction wasn't funny.
I'm not saying there was these bizarre circumstances.
Green Acres was laugh out loud funny.
That's the place to be.
I'll tell you though.
Farm living is really funny.
Get Smart is as funny today as it was back then.
Buck Henry, man, he was a genius.
And what's his name who played him was great.
Don Adams.
Don Adams was just...
Would you believe?
Yes.
He was just perfect.
And also the voice of Tennessee Tuxedo.
And Inspector Gadget.
He was just so perfect for that role.
He was so perfect for that role
because he was like kind of nerdy.
Phineas Gay, whoopee!
He was like kind of nerdy and it's like... Yeah, it's just a funny show.
Now,
and
did you know the Buck Henry...
I'm sorry. The reason why I was saying this, I was flipping through the other night, and I saw a trailer for the movie that's on one of the channels, and I watched a couple of minutes of it, and I told you that scene where he gets shot in the face.
So funny.
And he's trying not to pass out. It's really funny.
Steve Carell was really funny. But it didn't make enough money for them to do a sequel, apparently. You know, it did okay, but it didn't do great.
I'm going to have to rewatch it because I don't even remember it.
It's really good. Alan Arkin's in it. The Rock.
Who's the guy who played Jaime? He's
Patrick
funny.
Patrick Warburton plays Jaime.
He's always funny, that guy.
But he only appears as a cameo at the end, though.
I love him in everything.
Oh, I love him in, like, Teddy. Turns out the guy who, like, turns out to be. I love it just casually. He's like, you know. He comes in beat up and stuff, and he's like, you know, apparently I'm gay or something. And, you know, I've been going to this bar, and guys have been beating me up.
It was a gay fight club.
Like he didn't know. Like, I had no clue. Yeah, apparently I'm gay. And
one of the funniest scenes ever is the opening scene of Ted.
Right.
How it starts off with that, like, storybook thing. And then when when the bear goes into the kitchen.
Oh my god.
Even before that though is the fucking hysterical when all the kids in the neighborhood are beating up, you know, him one kid, and then the fucking what's his name comes out, you know, the young Mark Wahlberg,
yeah,
comes out, and like even the kid getting beat up goes, get out of here, you know.
The bear walks into the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's a real, like, 50s sitcom.
Get my gun.
Get the fuck out.
Now, did you know on Peacock?
Look what Jesus did. Look what Jesus did.
On Peacock, they have the Ted the series now. And it takes place when John is a teenager. It's hilarious.
See, but this is what annoys me though. It's like now any movie they're starting to make them into TV series. It's like
it's
there's
great,
no imagination
it's great.
Left in the fucking.
It's an hour long episodes and they're hysterical.
Ted's TV series.
Ted
is
on Peacock. It's fantastic. Peacock. There was one thing where they were talking about this woman.
That's the other thing too, it's like there's so many networks.
No, it's so good. They're talking about this girl on there and how she said, "Go get a job at McDonald's." She goes, "McDonald's? I got to make $15,000 a year. I should do porn, right?" And then Ted starts coming up with, "Oh yeah, yeah." He goes, "A real happy meal." Stop it, Ted. Stop it, Ted. He goes, "A quarter pounder." Stop it, Ted. Then he goes, "An egg McFuckin." And I lost my shit. An
egg McFuckin. Oh my God.
I was down the other day, and I haven't seen Family Guy in years. That's,
I love Family Guy.
Like 16 seasons of that. But anyway, Stewie goes into this men's store. And he goes, "Ew, a whole rack of black shirts. I thought only magicians bought those."
Oh, man. So what was your pick for, I mean, like if you were, I don't know how many of the shows you saw that were nominated, like Succession won a lot. I haven't seen Succession. I haven't seen Succession or The Crown.
You gotta watch Succession. It is really, really good.
That's what everyone's saying. That's why it won so many awards. So I
have a Facebook
friend
on that and I haven't watched it. And I don't want him to know.
But if you were going to, John, would that be your, for best show? Would you pick Succession? No, what did win? I forgot.
Succession.
Succession won.
I think
they also won because it was its last season and
I'm telling you, it is, you know, everyone was like crazy for Breaking Bad and everything.
I love Breaking Bad.
And it's like that kind of show, you know what I mean? Where it's like it kind of start, although Breaking Bad started off like immediately great.
Yeah. Can't beat Bryan Cranston.
But, they had me at putting the acid in the tub. That's when
You know who was really good on Succession was
Brian Cox. I've never Aaron seen Culkin. It, but he's great.
Oh, and even
Macaulay's brother, Kieran Culkin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I can't see him. He beat out Jeff Bridges and Brian Cox for the Emmy. I don't care how good he is, man. You're not better than Jeff Bridges in The Old Man. Have you seen The Old Man?
Great. He's great. Yeah. He's this little weaselly character that's... Yeah,
oh, so it's a big stretch for him.
Oh.
No.
He's a little weaselly.
I guess we'll never get him as a guest now.
You know, it's like one of those shows, those characters that you love him and you hate him at the same time.
You know what I didn't like in his speech? He thanked his parents. He thanked them. How about thanking your brother Macaulay Culkin? Nobody would have ever fucking heard your name or know
who
you are.
That's not necessarily true, though.
It is true. Without Macaulay Culkin, without Home Alone and all the movies he did, nobody would know who his brother is because they dragged his brother in most of the movies he did.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Would you say the same true about your friend?
About who? Which friend?
Clint Howard.
No, I wouldn't, because first of all, Ron Howard, everyone knows Clint Howard isn't nearly as famous as his brother, and they both had separate careers. Clint was on General Ben.
You know, couldn't the same be for Kieran and Macaulay?
Well, what did Kieran Culkin do? Macaulay Culkin
he was in the first sequel to A Christmas Story.
Yeah,
the Ralphie. Sequel.
Okay,
that's 35, 40 years after all those movies Macaulay Culkin made.
No, he did. It was in the 90s, dude.
He looks so much like his brother.
He looks like him, yeah. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, write in about the Macaulay Kieran Culkin controversy.
I was waiting for him to mention his brother too, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, at least thank your brother. I mean, come on, man. It's like the guy, I don't care what anyway. He's starting.
Maybe he wants to separate him.
Maybe his brother told him not to mention me.
Do you believe that if it wasn't, if Macaulay Culkin wasn't so famous, there would have been a Kieran Culkin? You really think so?
How do you know?
We don't know, but I honestly think it didn't hurt him. That's for
Clint
sure.
Clint Howard has had a great career on his own that has nothing to do with his brother, really. So I would say he'd have a career too.
Yeah, but he's not nearly as famous as Kieran Culkin is winning, you know, these things now.
Kieran Culkin got lucky and got in the show. And
Clint is fucking major talent. You ever see him act? I mean, he's fucking phenomenal. He's a great actor. He's funny as shit, you know.
I'm just saying that
if you're watching Clint, you're always welcome back on the show. Love
you. You really got to watch Succession. It's like the worst part about watching it for me was we started watching when Chris was a teacher and Shelly could only watch one show a night.
Right.
It was like tortured, like not to want binge watch it.
Oh, see, I wait till the series is over and then binge watch the whole series.
Yeah, but Chris doesn't do that.
No, it's a great show that didn't get any nominations. Reacher. Reacher is freaking fantastic.
What is that, about a guy reaching around?
No, it's about Jack Reacher. The reach around. Yeah, that's yeah. That's
the porn version. I just watched the first Reacher movie last night, the Jack Reacher movie.
No, oh, it's not with Tom Cruise. It's totally different.
Not Tom Cruise.
Oh, Reacher. No, they made a movie now with the new guy, right?
Not a movie. It's a series.
Yeah, no movie.
No, I think they made a movie, Reacher, with the new guy, guy who was on the TV show. No?
No. No, Reacher is a TV series on Amazon Prime, and it's fantastic. It's based on the Reacher books.
I haven't watched it yet. I have Amazon Prime. We just canceled Hulu, and now we got Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Alan Ritchson plays Reacher, and he's 6'5". He's buff as hell, and he kicks the shit out of everybody.
It's now great. We know why you like Reacher.
No, I don't. Not for that reason, no.
Yeah,
that's not my type.
It's just wonderful.
Chauncey Howell's my type. Come on, why would I be into Reacher?
And that's not creepy at all.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's somebody.
This came across breaking news.
That's like me wanting to screw.
John's got breaking news.
Breaking news. Judge threatens to throw Trump out of the E. Jean Carroll defamation trial.
Throw him out?
Yeah.
He should be thrown out of the fucking country.
Oh, anyway, so basically, I didn't know this, that he was found guilty of sexual harassment against
his wife. He's already guilty. They're just deciding how much he has to pay.
So he's in there today, and she's testifying that I saw a little bit of this before on the way home. She's testifying that once he was president and said that she wasn't his type and she's a liar and all this stuff, she was getting approximately 20 to 30 death threats a day, and she had the emails and stuff.
Right.
Oh, my
and
God.
This guy told her that, you know, she was in a hotel room, and this guy sent her an email, and her curtains weren't closed, and said, I can see you. The last thing you'll hear is a gunshot or something.
Holy shit.
Yeah, his cult members are nuts.
So she was, like, petrified, you know? And Trump's just standing up in court, shaking his head, going, this isn't true, blah, blah, blah. And the judge just told his lawyers, he told him to shut up and sit down, and he won't stop.
Charge him with contempt and throw him in jail.
Can't.
Yeah.
The reason why they can is because it's a civil case.
Oh.
So
it's not criminal.
They basically said to him that...
he's just such an entitled piece of shit.
Well, and it's all staging, you know, it's all...
Of course it is.
Oh, it's a political witch hunt. I'm so sick of it.
Did you know that I fucking heard this? I swear to God, you know these funny interviews they do with some of his fucking followers, which they're so incredibly stupid. Oh, there's one guy claiming that, you remember the first stimulus check that the government gave? You know, that was Trump's own money, man. He gave it. And it's like,
oh, man.
How incredibly stupid are you?
I saw an interview where they were going up to Trump, people at the Trump rally, saying, what's your favorite movie? I don't watch movies. Yeah. What's your favorite book? I don't really read books.
Yeah.
Well, everybody was saying that. And you know which book is the only one they mentioned? The Bible.
Yeah, the Bible.
How can you be a Christian, read the Bible, and vote for this moron?
Trust me, those people have never read the Bible. They cherry pick little things out of fucking the Bible. They've never read the Bible.
I like when they ask Trump, what's your favorite? This pastor goes, what's your favorite passage out of the Bible? And he goes, they're all good.
Yeah.
That's like meanwhile,
when Sarah Palin says she reads all of them, she gets vilified.
Please, somebody has to read
about which when Kurt,
somebody has to read
Kurt to her. Asked her, what paper do you read? He went, all of them.
Who, Blinky? Yeah. I call her Blinky.
Blinky.
But he says that shit, and people are like, oh, see, he reads the whole Bible.
Well, you know, they're a cult. They don't want to admit they're a cult, but they're a cult. How about the ones they ask, would you rather have 4 years of Trump as a dictator or 4 years more years of Biden as president?
They choose dictator.
I'd rather have Trump as a dictator.
How about these people that they were
spitting
asking
on the graves of every fucking soldier that ever fucking fought?
How about these people like, oh, we don't care if he's a convicted criminal.
Yeah, they don't. And it's like, because it's a cult. I swear to God, I can't wait for him to tell, for him to get up there and tell him, listen, it's time to drink the fucking Kool-Aid and get it over with.
I posted, we've actually played this guy's clips on our show before. He's called Mr. Global. He works in the oil industry. And he had a great 5-minute video. He's not a fan of Joe Biden, but he tears apart Trump. And then he says, listen, I didn't vote for Biden, but here's what he's done. And he lists everything that Biden's done.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Listen,
what this guy
yes,
has done.
The truth is, yes, Biden has done a good job. But he's 146 years old. I don't know why do we have to choose between this fucking criminal piece of shit and a guy who's like fucking actually died 10 years ago and nobody told him.
He was the only one that could win. That's why he ran, dude. And yeah, he is true.
I just read some weird thing saying that they think that when it comes to the Democratic like nomination thing, they have a feeling Michelle Obama may perish.
You know, I wish she'd be great. She'd be great if it was her. I love her, but I don't think she wants to do it.
They say she's the most loved first lady.
Well, you got to ask yourself a question. Why would anyone want that fucking job? It's got to be
now.
The worst. Unless you're power happy or fucking whatever it is, why would anyone want to be the president? No. It's the shittiest fucking job there is.
Mike, I would do it. You know why? You get a personal chef. You can have lobster any time of the day or night. I think I'd do it.
Well, yeah.
But the other thing, too, is I think right now people just don't want Trump to be in there.
How about you're talking about how crazy it is and how occult it is? How about these people? And I actually saw somebody say this on TikTok. It was a real interview. They say, oh, Joe Biden died 4 years ago. That's James Woods playing Biden, taking instructions from Trump.
They got that off the Family Guy, I'm sure.
Oh, now, you know, I can prove them wrong. All you got to do is talk to JFK Jr., you know, because he's here, he's around, and he'll tell you, even though I died in a plane crash, I came back, and I'm, who's now they think it's Mike Lindell, or who do they think is Kennedy Jr.
Mike Lindell.
The My Pillow guy, yeah. I'd like to smother him with My Pillow.
Do you think all three of us are dead and we're having fever dreams? What do you think?
It could be. I don't know.
Uh-oh, John just went somewhere.
I didn't. He held up a sign and I didn't see it.
I think he said, he said, I'm voting for Trump, goodbye. And he turned off.
He threw up some gang signs and.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know, man. You
gang
signs? Some gang signs.
The Ferentino gang?
Yeah, man. I think he's out front, man, having some issues, man. Throwing some gang signs.
That'd be interesting. A gang of magicians. They could fuck with everybody.
No, well, there's a movie. Have you ever seen Now You See Me?
Oh yeah, you're right. That's what you're going to.
It's like three. Those are great movies, man. I love those movies.
I like the first one. I didn't really see the second one.
I'm not sure if I saw the second one or not, but the first one was phenomenal.
But, see, the first one was called Now You See Me, and the second one should have been called And Now You Don't.
And that's Now You Don't. Should
have done. Yeah.
That's like a t-shirt I used to have, and on the front it said, fuck you. And then on the back it said, yeah, you.
That's that was a big, what was, is that when you were a preschool teacher?
That's it, man. I used to love some of this. My favorite, I had this great shirt and it said cigarettes, cancer, maybe. Smooth, definitely.
Oh, my God. John, we didn't see what you threw up there, gang sign.
I had to pee.
Oh.
He had to pee.
I'm sorry.
He had a prostate. It was swollen. He had to pee every 3 minutes. And da, da, da. Anyway, we must be nearing our
time. We're very close. We're about at that time.
Oh, great. Now I could have waited 5 more minutes.
Yeah, you could have waited to do the release.
I kept trying to find that. I kept looking at my watch. Going,
he had to release the hounds.
John, you got to see. Have you seen those commercials? What's those commercials for? Prostate fucking palmetto, whatever the fuck it is.
Palmetto. Oh, yeah.
Palmetto bugs.
Palmetto bugs. Yeah, cook them up and fry them. It'll help your prostate.
Let me tell you something. Nothing helps.
I've been on a different diet where I've eliminated all carbs and sugar again. I'm eating a lot of vegetables. I cannot stop urinating. I'm doing it now. I really am. I don't care about my couch. No, I can't stop. I'm literally like.
But you know, times a day. This. Everyone keeps telling me you got to drink a lot of water. You got to drink like should be drinking like a gallon of water a day. So I started really increasing all my water. I cannot stop peeing.
Of course not. You're drinking water.
You're drinking a lot of water. What do you expect?
I know, but said they go, oh, you'll get used to it.
Yeah,
they didn't say you're gonna pee.
They didn't say you were stop peeing. They said you'd get used to it.
No, I mean, I'm happy when you lose weight, and I'm losing a lot of weight right now. You just can't see it because I'm only from the neck up. But when you lose weight, when you burn fat, it releases water, so you pee like crazy. So that's what's happening to me.
Yeah, and they say when you drink water, you lose weight too, right?
Well, it helps to wash out toxins out of your body.
I'm losing weight, but I'm doing it through the gym mostly. I'm fucking working out.
Jim, who do I know him?
Jim Bob. Yeah, you Jim Bob. I'm sure you met him in the fucking behind the dumpster at Walmart.
Yeah,
at one point.
Yeah, that's where I get all my partners behind the dumpster.
Oh, well, this has been a fun, interesting show that fucking we didn't talk about anything. We planned.
We didn't talk about the stupid criminals.
Stupid criminals.
We didn't talk about anything.
Oh, stupid Petrix. My dog is here snoring. My dog is fucking laying here snoring.
So you want to close this out, John?
Yeah, I say this really quickly. I was telling Mike that I just read this story about this guy who was going to rob Tesco's, which is like a Walmart in England. And he posted a picture of himself, a knife, and a message, on my way to rob Tesco's. He arrested him in 15 minutes.
Oh, at first, I was going to say it sounds like he's really good at the game Clue. That's what it's the knife. I killed him with a knife in the storeroom at Tesco's.
It was Mr. Mustard and fucking anyway. So, well, this has been fun.
It was fun, John.
John, so, where can people see this show or hear the show?
Hear the show.
We get the podcast anywhere you get your podcast.
Wow, that's cool.
In fact, a pot of whales.
Can you hear the show on Spotify, John?
You can hear it on Spotify.
Can you hear it on Apple Podcasts?
More Google Podcasts. They stopped.
The Playground Podcast. I mean,
Podcast Playground. You can hear it. Oh, wow, that's very cool. Isn't that Shaquille O'Neal's company?
And listen to this. I bought new kitchen and bathroom countertops.
Right.
Custom made. And we've had three sponsors for 3-2-1. Where my countertops. We had three commercials.
I think John might be making a little side cash over here, Craig.
I'm going there and asking for a discount.
There he goes.
You should tell him, hey man, your show, you advertise on my show, man. How about a little friggin' family discount here?
And before we go, I just want to say that for our Valentine's show, I'm going to do it from behind a dumpster at Walmart just for old time's sake.
There you go, man. Because that'll be very romantic. I'm sure that Jim Bob will be there.
That would be so romantic.
Great minds think alike, John.
Well, I am off to Sarasota next weekend to see my daughter's Ugly Lies the Bone play.
I'm so freaking jealous, man. I never get to see Lindsay's plays.
It was the first place that it was ever they did the reading.
Did we end yet or are we still going?
No, this is it's the first time they ever did the reading there. It was the first place. And then it's had now probably 110 projections worldwide. And so they're doing a little thing for her. They're going to do the show. And then she's going to do a talk back.
Cool, man.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mambo number 5.
All right. So anyway, this is a fun night. This is a fun afternoon. Fun whatever time you watch your podcasts.
You don't watch. You listen.
Well, you watch. The
Somebody's been dipping into the Quaaludes. Just say goodbye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car. So come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Podcast Playground.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.